This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
And it was in the water off Bluffers Park in Scarborough. As it has been reported here, became the scene of three separate offshore incidents that led to two deaths and one man believed drowned. Well, that there has been now the discovery of a body that came out a little bit earlier this morning. So that's added to the two deaths. Two men were spotted in the water requiring assistance at around 7:30 Saturday evening, while officers in Toronto Fire were dealing with another incident involving a young boy in distress. So this is definitely not the kind of news we want to hear. There are a number of people who work on these incidents. In this case, it was the police and the Marine Unit. There's another organization, and it is Toronto Search and Rescue who do these kinds of searches. Toronto Search and Rescue Marine, TSAR. And joining me, their chairman, Patrick Curtis. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm well. I want to be clear again, you weren't working on Bluffers Park.
No, we were actually working on another rescue at the time for a boat that was on the rocks. And then after that, we were on standby because, as you know, there's often more than one rescue that takes place at a time. So some of the assets have to be available for anything else that may come up.
Well, it was pretty incredible what happened this weekend because the police and firefighters are working with their unit to assist in a situation with a boy. And then they see another incident happening.
Exactly. That happened to us about 2 weeks ago. We had three missions on one day.
We were
finishing one mission, and we came back and found another vessel in distress. And on the way back from that one, after helping there, we were heading back to base and found yet another situation happening.
Patrick Curtis is with me, chairman of Toronto Search and Rescue. Let's come back to that in a second. But just briefly overall, who are you guys and what do you do?
We are a member of the Canadian Coast Guard Auxiliary and a registered charity with about 30 volunteers, and we do two main things. We provide a free boating safety course for children in grades 2 and 6, either online or in the classroom, so anyone can contact us at our website to find out more about that. And we have a 30-foot rescue boat stationed at Outer Harbour Marina with support from Ports Toronto, and we provide search and rescue capabilities on Toronto's waterfront.
Okay, and just full disclosure, but also to give her a thumbs up, because there really isn't any conflict of interest here, but my producer, Becky Coles, is part of your organization.
Absolutely, she's amazing. And we're always looking for new volunteers.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's good for you, because you're a charity. And where do you get your money? People just give it to you?
We don't get any funding from the City of Toronto or the province. We really do rely on donations from individuals and companies, and we do get a small amount of money from the Coast Guard Auxiliary through the federal government when we're actually out on a tasking.
Okay, but I assume that in order to do some of the jobs, there has to be some level of expertise.
Absolutely. We get trained by the Canadian Coast Guard Auxiliary, and we also take additional training through Marine First Aid and things like that. So, yes, we do have a lot of training, and it's very thorough.
Now, let's come back to what you were telling me a few moments ago about how busy you've been. And there's one incident happening, and then you called on another, which is what happened at Bluffers Park over the weekend. Is it worse right now than, say, previous summers?
Oh, absolutely.
Why?
I think some people aren't going on vacation, so maybe they're going out to buy a boat and they think they can just go out and enjoy a vacation on the water. But this year we are seeing a lot of mechanical failures on boats that haven't been properly maintained, and also a big increase of inexperienced boaters on the water who just don't know how to practice safe boating. And we're also seeing overcrowded boats and hardly anyone wearing a life jacket or masks.
I hate life jackets, but I do understand the need for them.
But they have new ones, right? And people may not know that, but they have new ones that are very thin and very comfortable. And you know, at the end of the day, what's more important, right? Because when you're in the water, try putting a life jacket on in the water. If there's one even near you, it's next to impossible. It's not an easy thing to do. So you want to wear one.
Patrick Curtis is with me. He's the chairman of Toronto Search and Rescue Marine, and telling us that, yes, actually it is worse this summer for the reasons that he gave, people not traveling, so they're busy out on the water. How much of it is that sort of inexperience with boats, and how much of it is alcohol?
Well, interestingly, about half of the drownings are alcohol-related, but I'd say inexperience is also playing a big part, because a number of the missions we're on, people have boats that are broken down. They just have really no idea how to go about dealing with that kind of a crisis. And some folks don't have radios either, or flares, and they just aren't prepared. They just are not prepared to be out on the water.
My understanding is that over at Bluffers Park, where some of this happened, there are some riptide currents there. It's not a beach for a reason. Well, partly because of rocks, et cetera, but also because it's just not a safe place to be in the water.
Well, that's right. I think people don't really have an understanding of just how dangerous it can be. And not only that, but the temperature of the water, it also plays an important part in drownings.
Do you think that people are affected by cold water a lot more quickly than they think they might be?
Oh, absolutely. Lake Ontario is cold. I mean, typically in June, it's about 14 degrees. And in July and August, it might be somewhere between 20 and 25 degrees. But below the surface, the temperature really drops off. And people should also remember that the waves out there can change quickly and make it even harder to stay afloat and just breathe with the waves. So, yes, absolutely.
And we're talking about the Great Lakes here. Weather comes up almost like an ocean sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely it does. And it can come up very quickly, and before you know it, you're in trouble.
Yeah, so how is this COVID situation impacting the operations that you do, aside from more people out there on the water as they stay home? Are you guys having to be more concerned about PPEs while you're working?
Absolutely. We have a whole regime that we have to follow. So before we get on our boat, of course, we use hand sanitizer, put on gloves and masks. And we take our temperature with a really inexpensive handheld device that anybody can buy at a pharmacy, just to ensure our temperature is below 36.5. And we also, of course, answer a short questionnaire to ensure that we are low risk to those around us. And if we have to engage in a rescue with someone with direct personal exposure, we also have full body protective gear. So we have to take steps, absolutely.
There must be great satisfaction in this, though, when you go out and pull somebody out of a dangerous situation.
Oh, it's a wonderful feeling to be able to give back to the community and be able to help people, because you never know maybe there'll be a doctor who comes up with a new vaccine. Who knows who they are? But at the end of the day, it really is very rewarding for all of us.
Regardless, they're somebody's loved one.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Patrick Curtis is the chairman of Toronto Search and Rescue Marine. How can people find more about you? What's your webpage?
It's Toronto Search and Rescue, just go search us there and you'll find us and you can learn more about us. So and I can say Becky was wonderful in helping us build our new website, so thank you, Becky.
Becky Coles, my producer, is part of the organization. Patrick Curtis is the chairman, Toronto Search and Rescue. Appreciate talking to you. I hope you're less busy in the weeks to come.
Thanks a lot, Jerry, and have a great day.
You too.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.